MoneyWeb now on the money.
This show is brought to you by Stanlib. Visit stanlib.com to get in touch with one of their investment specialists. Stanlib Asset Management is an authorized financial services provider. Chatting now with Mlabo Nkabela from Perpetua Investment Managers. Mlabo, I appreciate the time. Wilson Bailey yesterday saying, issuing a sense around their Australian operations, which went wobbly a little while ago, and they say no more financial assistance will be going to the unit. The stock actually didn't seem to mind. I suppose in a sense that's better news than pouring more money over it. But I mean, looking at the share price, I mean, it's back at 2007 levels, and that's probably the winner in our construction space. It's a bit of a nightmare out there.
Good morning. It's been a complete bloodbath in the construction sector for some time. The market didn't really respond to that announcement by WBHO yesterday. They had actually previously flagged it. But there's still one more contingency. The state of Australia's got a, sorry, state of Victoria's got to actually approve the kind of liquidation terms, and then that will be the last final confirmation that the $1.5 billion that they're pouring in, or the guarantee that they're pouring in, will be the final kind of payment required. So that's probably what the market is waiting for. But I agree with you. I mean the share at 76 Rand looks extremely attractive. I think if you strip out Australia, it's trading on 5x earnings. And actually, when you look at the health of the order book, it looks extremely strong. It is up by 45%, you know, to the year end to June. And has actually grown by another 20% or so since the year end. You know, so there's finally demand in kind of the construction sector.
Would that be, because certainly Wilson Bailey's always been, in many senses, the better option on the local market. There's Avenge, there's Marion Roberts, there's even Stefanuti. I mean, is Wilson Bailey still the sort of granddaddy on the JSE?
You know, when you look at the order book, Simon, we do think so, but particularly because where the growth is coming from is in the segment above R1 billion projects. You know, then we think that in that segment, there aren't many players that can actually, that are remaining, that can play there. You know, and part of the reason is you've got to get bank guarantees, etc. You know, so you've got to have the balance sheet to support them, and actually the rest can't. You know, so we do think that Wilson Bailey is kind of the last man standing. And should actually benefit as a result. You know, obviously Australia complicated that for a while, but yeah, we are of the view that they should actually benefit disproportionately.
Okay, so Wilson Bailey. I mean, Murray's, the market didn't like their update or their results, and Avenge, it's a favourite of the sort of penny stock oaks, but it really has not been a great space there. We'll leave it there. That's from Robert Nkabela, Perpetua Investment Managers, and that's our question today on our LinkedIn and Twitter poll. Which is your preferred, Wilson Bailey, Avenge, Marion Roberts? Perhaps none for you. I had a position, Marion Roberts, and I was doing quite well, and then I never got round to selling, and then it ended up all going pear-shaped with those results. Have your vote, have your say, LinkedIn and Twitter. This show is brought to you by Stanlib. Visit stanlib.com to get in touch with one of their investment specialists. Stanlib Asset Management is an authorized financial services provider.